Now that we've learned about Hashem's Fasai Tiftach Ifiyagi to Lasecha, perhaps just some words of introduction about davening the Shemoneh Esrei, davening the Amidah with Kavana. The Meiri and Brachas of Laman Beis says you just cannot compare the Kavana that you need in Shema to the Kavana that you need in the Amidah. Because when we daven the Amidah, this is our life, which is at stake, and all of our needs that are at stake. This is what we know, getting in touch with what we really know. Getting in touch with what we really want. The awareness that everything in our lives comes from Hashem. And that Hashem ultimately rewards or punishes on the basis of our actions. The Miri explains that this is a halachic point. In Shemoneh Esrei, even if HaMelech Shol B'Shloime Ein Meshif, even if a king would ask you how you are, you don't respond. That's not true in Kriyat Shema. Meaning Tefillah needs a much higher level of focus than the Shema does, and the Shema needs a pretty high level of focus in and of itself. Because, as the Ritva says, later on, or earlier on in Brachas, Tefillah is She'elas Tzrachav. Because we're asking for what we need. We're placing our sense of reliance in Hashem, being dependent on Hashem. And it's more serious than brachas that we make normally, and even the Shema. So it's imperative, we know what we're talking about, that we're able to focus. According to the Arizal, when we daven, we go to a very high place. We elevate it. Standing in front of Hashem and Shemayim. The Melachim don't come close to where a Jew can get to in the Amidah. But of course, that will depend on the level of awareness, consciousness of Hashem, and of the meaning of the words that we're saying. Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Smoyle Techas L'Roishi, his left hand was under my arm. Under my head, sorry. That's until Shemoneh Esrei. Uviminoi techapkeini, he embraces me with his right hand, his right arm. That's the Amidah. So for example, if you're speaking to the king and you whisper something in his ear, you grab him close. You whisper right in his ear. That's the Balatanya. It's Tachlis Bittel HaMitzias. Tachlis Bittel B'Mitzias. Total Bittel. Total nullification. You feel the sense of connection, of oneness, of unity with the King. We're being embraced. We're embracing. There's a oneness, there's a unity. The closest that we can create, that we can generate in the Amidah, can take us to the highest of levels. But it really does depend on us. And that's what we have ahead of us, an opportunity to draw close to Hashem through infusing the words with meaning, with intent, with intentionality, with kavana, with purpose. Avayu should be zeicha to do so.